Good evening, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. When we adjourned the formal plenary this morning, I had promised that we'll come back to the full plenary and brief you on the informal consultations that have been going on since then. We've had a very useful session, in fact two sessions, in a smaller, more private setting. This setting allowed us to discuss issues of substance and process for the period before the ninth review conference with a view to reaching consensus on the intersessional process. We conducted our business in two parts. We first focused on the structure of a possible intersessional process, what should be its duration, what should be its two-tiered structure, keeping in mind similar structures of the ISPs in the past. And importantly, what should be the content of the ISP discussions in terms of topics of work? As part of our discussion on this structure for the ISP, we also looked at some issues of procedure, what kind of rules of procedure should govern the ISP, how should the MSPs work to report on the intersessional process, as well as the overall umbrella under which the ISP would be taken forward. The chair found the discussion to be very useful. The atmosphere was constructive. We stuck to our task from the eighth review conference, and that has helped us to have a better understanding of the different positions on the future ISP for the convention. In the second part of our discussions, we focused on compilation of proposals from the various working papers that have been submitted to this meeting, as well as some of the work that was done at the last review conference on these various topics for the future intersessional process. This putting together of various proposals on the table allowed us to discern elements of commonality, elements of possible consensus within these work items. We were able to look in detail at two items, the item on international cooperation and the item on science and technology review. We will continue with this work tomorrow when we look at other possible items of work for the future intersessional process. So this in brief is what we focused on in those three and a half hours of work between the time we adjourned our plenary meeting late morning today and now. I want to thank all the states parties who participated in the debate in a constructive spirit, and I'm confident that if this spirit continues, if we continue to listen carefully to others and to look for possible adjustments in our positions, we would be able to deliver on the task that has been given to us by the eighth review conference. My plan for tomorrow is as follows. We will convene again in a plenary format at 10 o'clock. there was a desire expressed earlier today for a detailed look at the financial implications of a future ISP. What would 5 extra days of work mean in terms of the overall financial requirement, and what would 10 days of extra work mean in that regard? So we are working on some estimates, and we will be in a position to present a few slides to you tomorrow morning, where you can see the different options, and where you can also see what it means in terms of an additionality in percentage terms, in absolute terms. So I hope as our discussion on process and substance continues, these additional facts, these elements of information would help us to have a more informed consideration of substance and process, and facilitate our work on reaching consensus on an intersessional program. We will also consider a couple of other items on our agenda, which are of a housekeeping nature, the universalization report from the chair, and the ISU's own report, so that we don't neglect other parts of our agenda while we continue to focus on the main item for this week, which is agenda item 6. So that's the plan for tomorrow morning's plenary. And like we did today, we will adjourn that plenary. For the rest of the day, we will meet again around this time in the evening, when I would be in a position to report back to you on what went on during the informal private consultations between the late morning and early evening. So that's what your chair had to share with you. If there are any requests for the floor, I can take them now, after which I have an announcement, and our secretary has a couple of announcements to make. So the floor is open. If any delegation would wish to take the floor, now is the opportunity. Okay, if that's not the case, I'd like to remind you that the chair is hosting a reception at 6:30 p.m. at restaurant Le Vieux Bois, just outside, and you're all invited. Each and every delegation is invited, everyone in this room. If you are able to walk across and have the time, please do drop by for the reception, which is in honor of all of you. Let me now give the floor to our secretary for some announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.